from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I try that. I
like that. But I'm looking at the Niners situation, like with this, they cut short practice because they don't have enough guys that are healthy. Like, this is not the end of the world. I've just never heard of anything like this. There's 90 guys, I believe, that are allowed to go to practice, and they can't hold joint practices. They can't even finish their own practice. What is this, my 12U, you know, summer team where a couple of kids get sick, and the next thing you know, we can't even have a practice?
Guys are banged up. Ricky Pearsall's banged up. Jacob Cowing was out there yesterday. He ran a deep route yesterday against Yamaneur Lenore. Lenore picked it off to end practice, so that's a good sign. Purdy practice. Christian McCaffrey, we had the injury report yesterday. He said if they played a game this week, he'd be ready to go. That's fine.
Well, that still doesn't make me feel good about.
Well, I mean, again, you're never going to feel good. I'm not trying to make you feel good right now. I'm just telling you what the information is. McCaffrey said if they're ready to play on Sunday, he'd be ready to suit up.
They are the oldest or second oldest team to start the year. The Chiefs are the second youngest team by age, the average age or whatever.
27 years old. Something like that.
The Niners?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're either the oldest or the second oldest. And they've played a lot of hard-hitting games. Over the last couple of years. I wouldn't call them, quote-unquote, they're battle-tested.
Spencer Burford banged up. Feliciano banged up. But Dominic Pooney, he's playing well. He's going to start at right guard. He's fine. Fred Warner, he's got a minor injury, foot injury. We'll see about that. Nick Bosa's healthy. Leonard Floyd's healthy. Javon Hargrave's healthy. Malik Collins is healthy. Jair Brown's healthy. Mustafa's healthy. Travarius Ward and Diomedre Lenore, they're healthy. So, you know what? They're top heavy. This is a top heavy team with not a lot of depth. And their depth will get tested if they have to play these backups. But they're just under a month away from the season opener. I still think it's a little too early to panic. I know RJ in Fairfield yesterday called us and he was panicking, saying, I'm panicking right now. It's not going to end well. Well, the vibes haven't been great. I get it. But the vibes weren't great necessarily last year when you had the quarterback situation going on with Trey Lance and Sam Darnold, and you had Nick Bosa away from camp. They ended up in the Super Bowl, right? The year before, you had Jimmy Garoppolo on the baby field throwing 5-yard passes to Trey Lance starting. Next thing you know, Trey Lance gets hurt week two. They end up in an NFC Championship game. So I'm not going to panic yet. 14 practices in the training camp. Not yet. I'm not there yet.
No, but it's not ideal. And I think we can all acknowledge that. And where they're at right now, health-wise, is, you know, it's unfortunate, right? They not that they need the work like there's some team that just got put together, but I think that all of these, you know, reps that you get in training camp, they do harden you and get ready for the regular season. And, you know, this is a team that doesn't tackle, right? Like by nature. And they're going to be a physical team throughout the year. And when you start the year off banged up, it's just not ideal. That's all.
No, it's not ideal. But again, we're nearly a month away, or just under a month away from the season opener. You got 4 weeks, Shasky.
I know, but when you look at the history of the league, with the team that loses the Super Bowl has the quote-unquote hangover, it's a variety of things. It's health. It's, you know, there's a drop-off, the desire, the hunger, the off-season's lesser. Your picks in the off-season aren't as high, and everyone wants more because they've had a monster year, and so you're shelling out more money. And, like, this is the natural progression for a lot of teams. And so, you know, I look at what happened with the Eagles last year, and it's not saying it's like for like going to happen with the Niners, because I think that the Niners are a really, really, really talented team. But you can start to see the omens aren't great.
It's not ideal to have to cancel a scrimmage. It's not ideal at all. And scrimmages matter. Scrimmages look good.
Shanahan said the scrimmages matter more than the preseason games.
He said that forever. A lot of coaches, Belichick said that forever. A lot of people within the NFL, Baldy said it to us multiple times, and we've had Baldy on for 3 years. He said scrimmages, you get more work in against guys than the preseason game. Because the preseason game, you're not going to game plan, but you could really work on your stuff in practice. So that's not ideal. I'm not saying it is ideal. I'm not saying I'm like, whoa, 23 guys out of practice. Wow. You know, guys are out left and right. Wow, you have to catch a scrimmage. That's not good.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know how much bearing that's going to have on the regular season. I think we have to wait on that.
Well,
and we have to wait on Ayuk to come back. We have to wait on Trent Williams to come back. I'm hoping on all that stuff. But yeah, right now, practices are not going well because you don't have enough healthy bodies.
You know, we have a long way to go on the contracts for Trent and Ayuk, but I'm just looking at it from like a top view situation. If ever there was a time for Brock Purdy to just kind of silence any of the doubters, it would be like, hey, there's some injuries, there's some holdouts. And then, you know, first couple months of the season, he just comes in and he's just boom, 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 boom. He's firing on all cylinders. And let's say you don't have a fully healthy McCaffrey. And maybe the run game doesn't get established and he's kind of running for his life, but he's making things happen. I mean, this is where you go back to franchise quarterbacks, having a franchise quarterback. And I think him being healthy and him looking his most optimal, that is one thing that I'm very optimistic on. I still don't even know if we've seen the best of Purdy.
He's healthy. Kittle's healthy. Again, McCaffrey said if there was a game on Sunday, he'd be suiting up and he's playing. So I'm not worried about McCaffrey. Fred Warner's got the minor foot injury. We'll see about him.
Bosa feels healthy.
Bosa's healthy.
Yeah.
Leonard Floyd's healthy. The defensive line's healthy. Khalil Davis, he's going to be out for a while. So, look, man. Missing Brandon Ayuk right now sucks. Missing Trent Williams right now sucks. Missing Dre Greenlaw right now sucks. Missing Hufanga right now sucks. There's a lot of energy that's on the sideline. A lot of good vibes on the sideline. But a lot of other guys are getting work. Now, what's disappointing is this, Kep, is that we haven't seen all of Ricky Pearsall. That's the unfortunate issue. That's not good.
I think Isaac he could Garindo, have benefited from these. Like Marcus Lattimore in New Orleans. But, or is it Marshawn Lattimore?
Marshawn Lattimore, the corner.
I always confuse him with the running
corner,
back.
The corner.
Yeah, but is it Marshawn or Marcus?
Marcus Lattimore, I believe. Marcus Lattimore or Marshawn? Now you're confused.
Yeah, I know. I'm very confused.
Marshawn.
Marshawn. Yeah, okay. But like that would be great work for him.
It would be great work.
I mean, like, now I want to see the Rook go up against one of the better corners in the league.
Now, he may return to practice. We'll see. Now, I don't know what is a shoulder injury. They haven't classified it. They've been very vague with it. So we'll see about that. Jacob Cowie will get some work. He's been back at practice. And another positive sign is Deebo Samuel looks phenomenal right now.
It's true.
Deebo Samuel looks amazing. So, again, we're a month out. I think it's a little early to panic. I understand why fans would be concerned. With all the guys that, trust me, I want everybody practicing too, and I want the IU situation settled just like everybody else. It's not driving me crazy anymore because I just put it to the side. When it breaks, it breaks. By the way, how foolish do we look by playing a breaking news sounder last week that he was he's going to Pittsburgh. I
mean, presented with different information.
That hasn't aged well at all.
Has anyone checked on him?
Andrew Filippone?
Yeah.
No. Spinotti, do some digging. What's going on with Andrew
I've actually been looking at his feed to see if like he'll like recount or just say I was wrong or anything, but it's a lot of just sad Pirates tweets.
Is it? Elvis pivoted to the
Jolly
Pirates?
Roger. Eight straight losses for the Pirates, by the way.
How many lost eight straight?
Yeah.
Wow. That many? No wonder Guru's so rattled he's hitting the text lineup.
They hit the gauntlet of the NL West. It was not kind to them.
Oh, yeah. They got swept at Dodger Stadium. Yeah, that's what it is. By the way, you see Mookie Betts come back and hit a home run yesterday?
Of course he did.
Shohei's 3-0 count. opposite field 430-foot bomb.
Yeah.
It's got the number one selling turf shoe in baseball right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.